Good morning, Audio Boo. This is some earthly hour, like 4 a.m. I've just knocked my wind chimes again because I went to open the door because I always sleep with my bedroom windows open and I can hear the birds singing, so I thought it'd be nice to capture them in the background, but it's too windy and I don't really want a blast of cold, not very warm air coming in at this time of the morning. Now, my cats are in their special room where they sleep at night, and one of them has heard me and she's woken up. She's about as light a sleeper as I am, I think. As I've probably mentioned before, I have terrible trouble with sleep or the lack of it. I've always been a night person and I've always hated getting up in the morning, really. But obviously through necessity when I was working and when I had young kids, and well, up until recently I've had to get up to get them to school and stuff. You can never lay in with young children. Mine are grown up now, 21 and 16, and I still make sure they get up, obviously. But so I've always been a bit of a night owl, often up late. But that was through choice, mostly, unless I was worrying about something over a particular period, and then I might have trouble getting to sleep. But now, since I started on dialysis, which was a year ago in June, my sleep has completely gone haywire, and I don't know what to do about it. At the hospital, they gave me some sleeping tablets for a week's supply, and I won't take them because I don't like taking things like that. I'm one of these people that don't like taking tablets unless I absolutely have to, and even then, sometimes I deliberate about it for ages before I actually start taking them. So that's definitely not an option. I would have to be absolutely desperate to do that, and I'm not that desperate. Although sometimes I've come close to it, not in terms of almost about to take them, but because it's so frustrating at times. The first few months, I'd say the first 3 or 4 months, could be really awful. I used to fight against it. I'd get up and I'd come downstairs and I'd walk backwards and forwards. I'd try to tire myself out. I'd go on my exercise bike. I'd do this and I'd do that. And then when I still couldn't sleep, I'd be in tears sometimes. I could really scream. And now I've come to accept it. I used to go on my laptop and stuff at night, and I don't do that anymore because I think it's just a vicious circle. And I just don't really want to anyway. I sometimes listen to people's boos, if there are any new ones to listen to, but mostly I don't do anything. I just try and sleep. I lay down, and some nights I sleep a little bit and then I wake up after about 20 minutes and then I'll be awake for an hour and a half and then I'll sleep a little bit more. Last night I didn't sleep at all night, and I was getting really quite distressed by the morning because I was so tired. And what happens with me, and I don't, no one seems to be able to give me a definitive answer as to why, is that I can't stay still. I can't stay laying down when I get like this. Once I fall asleep, I'm awake within a very short time. But not only that, often what wakes me up is that I have to move around, and I feel the need to sit up. I have to keep sitting up all the time. And then I'll lay back down and I'll relax. And then it's not that I'm not relaxed. I just can't kind of let go. It's a horrible feeling. And it really gets me down sometimes. It's because it messes everything up. I mean, there's no way I could go to work like this. And I'll get occasional few weeks where my sleep will return to some semblance of normality. But it never lasts. And last night, I was really fed up. Because often I will fall asleep at like 4 or 5. Six maybe, and often just as my husband's getting up for work, our alarm goes off at 5:40, and then he gets up not long after that, and so often round about that time I'll fall asleep. But last night I was awake till about 8 o'clock, and you know, that is no joke. And I fell asleep for about 2 hours after that. And then I get up late and it puts all my dialysis, the pattern behind. Anyway, I'm not coming on here to complain. that's not what my intention was. But tonight was one of my better nights, although I'm still awake. I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock. This is a joke, really. It's not, but it ought to be. Sorry, my dog's just moving around in his wicker basket. I'm sorry I'm disturbing your sleep, mister. Because what happened was I fell asleep quite quickly. Then I woke up about half an hour later, and then I've been dozing on and off in between ever since. But it's not anything, you know, it's light sleep. And I've tried having the radio on, I've tried having the radio off. That doesn't make any difference. And one thing that I find very disturbing, as in disturbing in sleep terms at the moment, is I've got some new neighbours. They moved in about 2 months ago, and they have their boiler on all night. And I can't think for the life of me what on earth they want their heating on in May for, because I think their boiler, it sounds like mine anyway, and mine only makes that noise when the heating's on. But mine is on the end of the building, so it's not it goes onto the end of the building at the side, and the house the other side of, you know, where my heating, the flue thing comes onto. Her bedroom doesn't face that way, it's her bathroom, so it's never going to be disturbing anybody, and it's not near our bedrooms either. But theirs, their boiler must be in their garage. And their garage is out, like, to the right, at the front of our house. When you're looking out, it's on the right-hand side. And it's our houses are joined. We're on in a terrace house, but we're on the end. So that's where our the flue for the boiler comes out, on the end of our house. But theirs is on the side of their garage. And the side of their garage is to the right of our bedroom window. And so the flue is down, it's actually opposite our front door. It's a bit complicated to explain because our front door doesn't face the front of the house, it's sideways. But their flue is below our bedroom window, and it doesn't disturb them because their bedrooms are further over. That's my stomach. Can you hear that? Honestly, their bedrooms are further over. So, I don't think that if they've just got their normal boiler for hot water, it makes that noise. And mine certainly doesn't. And the house where I lived before, I had the same thing. If I had my heating on at night, the flue was under my bedroom window because my bedroom was above the kitchen, and I would hear that all the time, and that used to drive me mad. But this one, it comes on every few minutes. It'll come on for like about 3 minutes. I haven't timed it, but that's just what seems what it's like. And then it'll go off and it'll come back on. And I know it shouldn't disturb me, but it does, because we sleep with the windows open, even in the winter. Now, in the winter, I can kind of accept it because, you know, if people want to have their heating on at night. Well, I mean, if people want to have their heating on any time, but they don't probably realise that it's very disturbing to me because it's quite loud. And at night, I don't want to hear any noise. I just want to hear quiet. I just want to hear the peace of the night. And all I can hear is this when it starts up. And I think, oh, no, when are they going to turn it off? The people that were there before never had it on at night, not even in the winter. And that's how I've come to notice it now. If it was in the day when there's lots of other noise going on, I don't notice it. And obviously, I'm not trying to sleep then. I'm sorry if this is boring, but I'm just waffling on because it's wound me up a bit. I don't know what to do about it. I don't really feel I can go and complain. I'm not the complaining type. I tend to grin and bear things. My neighbour the other time is a bit of a whinger, and she will come and tell me if she told us a few months ago. She's one of these people that only speaks to you if she's got a complaint, and what she's start with a nicety. Oh, how are you, and all that, and then you're not really concentrating on the conversation because all you're thinking is, okay, what have I done wrong this time? And the last time, well, I haven't spoken to her for ages, but she hasn't spoken to me. The last time she spoke to me was to say, could we not put the landing light on at night because it shone. We have a window on the side of the house above where our flue comes out, actually. Which is halfway up the stairs, the window, and it's opposite her bathroom window, and her bathroom window on our doors, I don't know why they've done this, the people who built these houses, but on the top of the doors there's a little, like a window right at the top. And she said the light from the landing goes across through our window that's on the landing, across the gap between the houses, in through our bathroom window, in filters through her bathroom door, and then it filters through her bedroom door and all this. And I think, well, you know, it's only a little tiny bit of light. It's not like a great big window. It's about, I don't know, about 3 inches at the top of the door. And I thought that was really petty. And I don't put the landing light on at night, but the kids do. If they're going up and downstairs to get a drink or whatever, they will put it on. And she says it wakes her up at 2 a.m. and all this. And I tried to, we've tried our best not to put it on late at night. But, you know, I don't want them falling down the blooming stairs. You know what I mean? So if they, if it means that they put the light on for 5 minutes while they go downstairs, then that, I'm afraid that's just too bad. The same with my husband. I mean, I can go up and down in the dark because every day is the dark for me. But obviously, I don't expect them to, because it's not a straight flight of stairs. It's got two turns. Anyway, I don't want to be like the, I don't want to be like her. You know, I don't want to go, because I've never spoken to them. They're new people. The man spoke to my husband one day, and that's a bit typical, you know, he speaks to the sighted person, but I don't think he really meant it like that. He probably wouldn't speak to me if he saw me, because people tend not to approach you if, you know, they tend not to approach you. I don't know, they just don't. That's my cat. I don't know what she's doing. Yeah, people tend not to approach you. I don't even think, if I was standing at my front door and they came home, I don't even think they'd say hello, because they don't know me and they probably think I won't know who they are. You know how people think. But they did introduce themselves to him, or the man did, said hello to him once, and told him who lives in the house, him and his two daughters and his wife. And that was that, and we haven't really spoken to him since. They've only been there 2 months. And the only thing I can think is that he sounds English, but I have heard him talking Spanish in the garden, and all his family talk Spanish. I've heard the children talking Spanish. The only thing I think is, I wonder if they've come over from Spain and they can't stand the cold weather, so that's why they have to have the heating on. I can't think of another explanation, because I could not bear to have my heating on at night. It would not this time of year. It would make me wake up feeling really ill if I ever slept, that is. I mean, it would make me get up feeling really unwell. So I'm not really sure what to do about it, because I don't want to be a moaner, but it is quite disturbing. And I can't hear it down here now, because I'm at the other end of the room for a start, but I've obviously got my windows closed, but upstairs we always sleep with both windows open, because we just don't like the stuffiness. Even in the winter I have the windows open. I just can't bear it. I don't like the cold, but I don't like to be hot at night. And I think there might be a case. I don't really want to do this, but we've ordered a fan online, because my husband's from Africa and he doesn't really like the hot weather. He doesn't. And he doesn't like it hot at night. He's used to a fan or air conditioning. And my budget doesn't run to air conditioning, unfortunately, because that would be my preferred option. We did look at that, but I can't really afford it at the moment. Can't justify that kind of cost. And the fan, I don't like the fans because they make a lot of noise. But I suppose, hopefully I might just get used to it and just keep the window closed. I think the fan is less intrusive than this noise that the neighbour's boiler makes, to be honest. And at least I have some control over that. You can actually turn that off if it really gets on my nerves. I mean, if I'm awake all night and it drives me up the wall and my husband's asleep, it will go off, probably. Anyway, I'm awake, and that's it, I think. I came downstairs to get a drink, and I thought, oh, well, I'll go and see what the weather's doing. And I wanted to, as I say, hear the birds singing outside. Well, they're not going to be inside, are they? It was too windy. So, there you go, audio boot. I can hear someone snoring. Is it the dog? I think it must be. It surely can't be my son through the... because I'm beneath his bedroom now, the oldest one. Anyway, it's the dog. It's only a quiet snore. I don't think this microphone's going to pick that up. Well, I don't suppose I'm going to get to sleep anytime soon now, because I've had my little few cat naps, which I have sometimes, but not usually. So tonight has been one of my better nights. But now sleep's eluding me, I think. Me and sleep have parted company. It's most unfortunate, really, because I don't know the cause, so I can't put it right. It's definitely since I started on the dialysis, whether it's because I've got some higher levels of something in my blood because my kidney disease got worse at the time that I started on the dialysis, or whether it's because I actually am on a fluid which is in my abdomen and it's glucose based. So whether that makes me too lively or something, I don't know. You just don't know how things are going to affect your body, because some of it inevitably does get into the bloodstream. I am supposed to be on a different bag at night, which is starch based, and that is designed to be able to stay in the body, in the abdomen longer, and to draw off more fluid. I don't have a fluid overload. I hope that's not too technical for anybody. I don't have a fluid overload, but they did try and put me on these bags. I haven't really got to grips with them yet. I will get on them at some point, but I just don't really like change. And they're slightly different in the way they work, and they're also slightly different in the way that you attach yourself to them. And they're more difficult, a bit more difficult for me to do with no sight. So I probably will, to be on the safe side, I'd have to rely on my husband to do it every night, and I just haven't gone over to that yet. I wonder if doing that, I tried it once and it didn't make any difference to my sleep, but I suppose it needs to be a regular thing. So I'm wondering if I go over to that, it might make a difference. It might just be something as simple as that. Anyway, I'm over and out for now, because this is just boring.